Hey, y'all. Welcome to Dr. Taylor Talks with me, Dr. Anne Marie Taylor. Teaching and leading in public education is not for the faint of heart. It takes grit, energy, grace, and a daily desire to change the world. Join me, your public education cheerleader, as I explore the profession and help you fall back in love with this art called teaching. Guys, it's going to be fun. Come join me. Happy Sunday morning, everybody. It's Dr. Taylor. I want you to know that your leadership team has spent the weekend working and planning for next year and reflecting on our own practices and figuring out how we can get better and looking at data and talking about our work and making plans to improve our own selves. It's been a whole thing. It's been a whole thing all weekend. And as we close out the weekend of learning and growing for us, I was thinking about sharing some of the new research we're learning about to prepare to be better leaders and better teachers. And one of the things we've been thinking about is kind of goes along with what I just sent a reminder out about, which is working for the infinite game rather than the finite game. Instead of working for one quick finish or one quick program or one quick goal achieved, we are looking at the long term. We want to create a school in HCA that has legacy type vibes, where we're creating a system, a team, a movement, a family that can withstand the test of time for Aiken and for the surrounding areas, and create a safe learning environment for all its inhabitants, whether they're students or families or teachers. And we are not there yet. And I know you, some of you feel that way. I see it, and it's okay, but we're going there. And I'm so glad that you're on the team and you're patient enough to see what's coming, and you're excited and trust us and me enough to take that leap of faith. So anyway, as we think of that work, by the way, only 52 people are listening to my podcast out of 140. I'm kind of in my feelings about it. So if you listen to the podcast this week, shoot me a quick email. Tell me what you learned. Just a couple words. And then the people that don't send me an email, I'm going to cry about. And anyway, I love you anyway. Okay. So, if you're listening, shoot me an email. So I want to talk a little bit about something called systems. And so let me give you background. For CLI work, sometimes we meet with a larger team, and sometimes we ask for one-on-one meetings because Horse Creek is in a different space than the other folks as it relates to CLI and teacher leadership. And because of that, we need special coaching. We need next steps. And so the last time we met, we shared our heart about woven practices, which basically means all of us, instead of working in isolation, kind of working together in a very new, untypical way. Is that a word? Untypical way. And specifically talking about how leaders teach and folks that work in the office might help with a canteen, and canteen folks might spend time in intervention, and all the different things we're trying to do to weave us through the building. And when we talked about our heart regarding that with the experts from the new Teacher Center and from the Center of Teacher Quality, they gave us a couple follow-up books to read. One is called Working in Systems. And so Dr. Green kind of has dove in on our team to working in systems. And I just wanted her to chat for a few minutes about that work and what that might mean for us. So since Dr. Green's been held captive by me all weekend anyway, this is a perfect time to include her in the podcast to talk a little bit about systems.
Hey guys, so the best example I can give you that I've learned through the research of studying systems is that there are linear thinkers and there are system thinkers. And linear thinkers follow a line to a goal. So for me, you know, I think about instruction and test scores. A linear thinker is going in a straight path. How can I get these test scores? What's my fast fix? How can I raise test scores? Whereas a systems approach is not in a line, it's in a circle and it's woven like cloth. And you focus on the connections and you focus on the people and you build that up, and eventually the test scores will come. So the visual of a system would be in a circle. It would be bubbles mingling together instead of a straight path. And we at HCA want to be those bubbles that are weaving together and making a sort of cloth to make us stronger in the end. It's not a fast approach. It's not a Band-Aid. It's not going to fix us immediately, but it's long-term and it's sustainable, and we're stronger if we work together in a system and focus on how we're tied together rather than a quick fix goal at the end of a line. I've worked and thought as a linear thinker for a lot of years trying to find that quick fix. So I was in that mindset, and I understand that mindset. So this is a change for me, and one of the thing I love the most about being at HCA is learning how to get away from that linear path and focus on a circular path where we're all together and woven together. And I see so much strength in that. So leadership spent a lot of time this weekend talking about that and learning about that, and even playing with different activities to see how we can weave throughout the building with each other, with students, with teachers, throughout all the buildings, to make us stronger and stronger, more strongly connected to you guys. So just know that we spent a lot of time doing that, and that's our goal. And we want to be woven with you to make us all stronger together. So if you have suggestions, ideas, tips, thoughts, feedback on how we can weave our cloth together more strongly, we're here to learn right beside you. So let us know. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. You guys have an awesome week, and look for the good. I love being your leader.